talking about a broadcott, kind of like a boycott. This girl in Florida got, well, she didn't get sent home, but she did go home. She was wearing no bra, and the teacher's like, hey, go put on these Band-Aids to cover up your nipple, which we can see through your shirt. And I want to emphasize this for the conversation. We're not talking about boobs, whether they're big or small, shown with cleavage. We're talking about how anybody, man or woman, because we all have nipples if you're a human being, they come through sometimes in a shirt or clothing. They can be seen. And she wants to have other girls. She's saying, hey, let's have a bra-cott. Don't come to school in a bra. And no word on what the school's actually going to do about it. 317-239-1009. Alex says she absolutely should wear a bra, whether she's small or big-chested. Liv says, what's the big deal about nipples? Let them be free. What are we getting on our social media?
Karen says, everyone has nipples. It's just inappropriate on women. That's some BS. Hashtag free the nip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liz said, let's be honest. Large-chested women always wear bras. Hashtag her boobs can't be that big. And then Tammy said, okay, so if she's braless in school, she's that way after school too, turning the heads of perverts. You don't get to change the rules of tasteful dressing because you think it's sexist. There's a reason for humanity covering up.
There's a poll on Twitter. You can vote if you agree she should have to wear a bra or not at Joe and Alex Show. I will pin it to our profile.
Thanks, Eve. You know who did this? Eve. Thanks, Eve. It would have been nice if we could all be naked, but you ruined it for us. Let's talk to Jordan on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say, Jordan?
So I think that it's completely...
Hang on, Jordan. You know what? I don't know if you're moving around or something. Your phone cut out. Hang on. I'm going to come back to you. Try to be in a calm spot. Betty, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up? What did you want to say about this?
I'm going to agree with Alex. I do believe that at a school that it should be focused on learning and activities there such. But then I agree with you and her, the teenage girl, that as her pre-adult rights, she should be able to dress as she would.
Uh-huh.
And I am a big-chested woman. I wear a bra, a tank top, a t-shirt, and a jacket. And I get this is public to the radio. My nips stick out with a stiff breeze.
That's what I'm saying, and that's not kind of this girl here. I think she's
I think that's different.
Or a double D.
I think it's obvious when you know sometimes you do see a little bump like that, even through a lot of layers on certain women. I don't think that's an issue. I think just like if you are bouncing around like crazy and you have just a t-shirt on and stuff like that, I think it's more obvious. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that just looks inappropriate.
Why I agree with you.
Yeah,
but that's
inappropriate.
But that's not the case in these situations here.
What do you mean? How do you know? She's just had a
because
she didn't say I was wearing tons of layers.
I've seen more. I don't have 20 minutes to give you the entire documentary on it, but this isn't a situation where you think of like Kylie Jenner or something like that or Kim Kardashian where it's like, okay, is that just like a piece of string over your boob? Like,
no,
she's wearing a shirt.
She has a shirt on, but she doesn't have a jacket, it's a hoodie and all that. That's when it doesn't matter.
Carly.
All you have on is a t-shirt, it's too inappropriate.
You agree with Liv, Carly?
I do.
Explain why. Maybe Alex will, like, hear something new and change her mind.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, guys also have nipples, even if they're flat-chested or not, and you don't see schools calling them out if they get cold and you can see it through their shirt. So why should a girl be forced to wear a bra if she doesn't want to?
I agree, but guys' nipples are just not a sexual... It's not a sexual thing. If a guy was wearing skin-tight pants and you could see the outline of his package, then that would also be inappropriate.
Well,
but like,
Don't sexualize it then.
Well, it's a little too late for that, I think.
No.
You can't tell men, stop finding breasts attractive.
It doesn't matter what they find, though. That's on them, like, not to be
guys. Yeah, but
guys.
They're in school, so they should be paying attention to what they're wearing. They shouldn't be paying attention to looking at girls' boobs.
Yeah, you go to a strip club if you want to do that when you're 18. What's up, Liv?
I think this is kind of like the step that needs to happen in order to change our society being so overly sexualized.
We need to advance women's rights.
If we don't like start this now, then when are we going to? I agree that our society is completely over sexualized, but then why not take a step towards change? I think telling women what they can and cannot wear is something that supports rape culture.
Start today. Equal pay. Start today. Thank you, Liv. I think you nailed it on the head right there. All right. I would love to continue this conversation all day long, not just because it's about boobs, but it's very interesting. But how about this? If you couldn't get through, there's tons of different ways to join in the conversation. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Vote on the poll. Let us know what you think about the nip. And also on Facebook. It's Radio Now 100.9.